102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Emerson this morning. Emerson, welcome to the Dream Team. Thanks for reaching out.
Sure, it's nice to hear from you guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Pretty good.
Hanging in there.
Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your friend since high school, James. Tell us what happened between you and James, and why are you needing a pardon?
So, me and James are like best friends. I've known him for a long time. And he collects a lot of sports memorabilia, and he has this area in his house where he has all his collectibles, and there happened to be a baseball on his desk in his room, and I figured, oh, you know, it's nothing special. It's just a ball with some scribble on it. It didn't look like a signature, so I grabbed
Hold on. You came into a place where there's sports memorabilia,
right.
Saw a baseball, and didn't think it was important.
You thought it was a scribble?
Well, this was just, like, out in the open. Everything else is kind of encased.
Okay.
So I just figured, okay, this probably isn't some memorabilia, so I grabbed it, and I went outside with my nephew, and we played some ball.
Mm-hmm. And what was on the ball?
It looked like just scribble to me. It didn't really look like a signature or an autograph, you know? Mm-hmm. So I figured, oh, maybe my nephew scribbled on it or something, and I figured I'd just use
James,
it.
James, get to it, man. Whose signature was on this ball, man?
whose signature did you ruin?
Right.
It was a Hank Aaron autograph.
Ooh,
baseball.
See?
Oh, dang, James.
Can't get that back.
Yeah.
You really went for the gusto on that one, huh?
The icon who just passed away, which meant the ball probably quadrupled in value.
Easily.
Easily. And you decided to go out and play ball with the Hank Aaron collectible. Okay.
James, bad decision, man.
Now, you were playing with your nephew, I understand, so that would be Emerson's son. Didn't he know that y'all shouldn't be playing with the ball?
I don't think he realized it was the Hank Aaron ball. I told him it was fine because I didn't think there was an actual signature on there. So I said, don't worry about it.
He's a child. You're the adult in this situation. You're the one who's supposed to have the better judgment.
Yeah, but if you look at the signature on the ball, I mean, it doesn't even look like a signature. It's just maybe he didn't have a great autograph, you know, signature, but...
wow, don't disrespect the legend, bro.
Right, so it's
not
Hank's
on my watch.
Fault. It's Hank's fault he didn't write more legibly. Okay, all right.
Okay. Did you want him to type it in Times New Roman for you to understand?
Listen,
that's
I feel
wild.
Terrible about this. You know, I want a pardon, and I've known him for so long, and I feel really terrible about it.
So you just want to reach out and just see if he's going to grant you a pardon. How do you feel about it? You feel confident? You think he's going to... I mean, the ball gets so messed up, it's just, like, irreplaceable. It can't be salvaged?
I mean... I don't think it's messed up completely. I mean, I think it can be salvaged. I mean, there's a few bruises on it, but I don't think it's...
Do you know who Hank Aaron was? I'm just curious. Are you familiar with Hank Aaron and the legacy that the man left behind?
I'm well aware, and believe me, it's a terrible feeling. I wouldn't want to be James in that situation. I don't know what to do, but... I mean, I found some balls on eBay. Maybe I can replace it.
Wow. Can you replace the original script to The Godfather, Emerson? No. Some things are irreplaceable, sir.
Right.
That's what you're not understanding here. I'm upset for James right now.
I need a copy of the Constitution while you're looking. Just let me know. I need an original copy of the Constitution. I'll tell you what, man. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and reach out to James. We're going to hear his side of the whole ordeal. And then we're going to see if he's going to be willing to grant you a pardon. How is that, E?
All right, thanks.
Good morning, James. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, thanks for calling, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, how you been doing, man? You pretty good?
I mean, I know what this is probably about, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, James is smart.
Better.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and tell us what happened between you and Emerson.
All right. Em and I are, like, old school friends, and, you know, for the last few years, he's been living at my place, and I have an office where I keep all of my sports memorabilia. I came home, and Em and his nephew, they're playing with the ball. I think it's kind of cool that, you know, they're getting this time. And then I realize that the ball that they're playing catch with, and not just playing catch, like hitting it with a bat, too.
Oh.
It's my Hank Aaron ball, and I know that Em says that he'll replace it. But here's the thing. It isn't a game-played ball. It's a ball that my dad got the year that Hank Aaron was inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 82, the year I was born. It's special. It has never been touched, never played with. It's not something you can just buy on eBay. Like, it had so much sentimental value, obviously, with this year, with Hank Aaron just dying, too. Like, it's just stupid. And his excuse is stupid. Like, it just looked like a scribble. Like, I love the guy, but F teach you, him, man.
Right. Didn't they teach him cursive in elementary school? Yeah. Jeez.
Right. It's hard writing on a circular object in the first place. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah, like, ugh.
When you found out what ball they were playing with, Emerson, did your heart just drop? Or how did you feel when the moment when you realized what ball it was?
I felt terrible, you know, and I don't know what to do. I just feel awful about it. I had no idea it was a Hank Aaron ball, you know, and I didn't know your father gave it to you. I'm sorry, man.
I feel awful.
James, I just got
to... I don't get your stuff.
James, I just got to ask you this. Now, you're out there, you see him tossing the ball, and what, the ball rolls to you or something, and you're like, oh, okay. Then when you looked and seen the ball, that's when you really realized what had happened, right? At first, you were cool. Oh, they're out here playing ball. That's all right, until you saw the ball that they actually were playing with.
Yeah, it was kind of touching at first until I saw the ball, and then, you know, I didn't want to, like, lose my cool in front of the kid. So, you know, I kept it together, and I was freaking boiling, man. Boiling, waiting for the kid to leave. So I...
lay into him, yep. Oh, I feel you.
And, of course, we just lost Hank Aaron, so I know that you really, really feel upset about the ball now because Hank Aaron just passed away.
Mm-hmm. It's even more valuable, or it was.
Yeah, it meant a lot to me.
I was asking, is the ball just too damaged for it to still be a collectible? Or, like you said, it wasn't ever played with, so now, obviously, that's a big change.
Yeah, you know, it's all scuffed up and...
Wait, can't you just say that the ball was used now when you... If you try to sell it, you can just say, you know, it was used in the game, and maybe it'll be worth more. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not going to sell it. And it's not funny, man. Like, I'm not going to sell it. It meant a lot to me. My dad gave it to me. It sat on my desk out of the case because it was special to me. Like, this is, I don't know. I don't think he's sincere. I think he just thinks he can pay his way out of this, and it's crap, man.
Yeah. You don't think you can grant him a pardon in this situation?
No. Hell no.
Wow. How do you feel, man? Emerson? He's not able to grant you a pardon at this time.
James, I'm willing to go on eBay and get a new ball that was never used.
Oh, goodness, Emerson.
You know, I don't know what else to do. I can wash the ball. I don't know what to do. Come on, we've known each other forever, man.
James, we have to ask you at this point, can you pardon him or no?
I'm not pardoning him. It's not a friendship breaker, but no, I can't let this one go. No pardon.
Yep. Yeah, one strike and you're out, Emerson.
Yeah, we're sorry. That's a big strike, though. That's a huge strike. Yep. We're sorry, Emerson. No pardon today. That's just how it goes. Sometimes you get one and sometimes you don't. Bay Area, if you would like to do the same thing as James and Emerson, go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, and present your scenario. Hey, guys, thanks for reaching out. It's Tony Sko, Kimmy T, and Rudy O. Another Beg Your Pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.